Hello and welcome to The Fierce Life with your host. That's me, Conceita Thomas. I'm so excited to get into the topic of this show today, the real root of your weight loss frustration. I told you on my reintroduction episode that I wanted to bring you deeper solutions. I wanted to move beyond just talking about the food and the fitness, how to eat, how to move, and even the sleep. I really wanted to go there and explore some of the things that I've always known and maybe only talked about behind closed doors with clients, and some of the things that I have learned and gotten more concrete methodology around as I earned my certified behavior change specialist distinction last year. And this episode is one of those conversations as we dig into the real root behind your weight loss frustration. Okay, so this one, you're going to want to grab a pen. You're going to want to also grab a paper and then grab a beverage. Okay, this one might be an adult beverage, right? Whatever an adult beverage is for you. My adult beverage of choice most days is coffee. Yours may be a little bit of wine. Whatever it is going to help the medicine go down smoothly. Grab that, then jam out to the show tunes and meet me on the other side of the music. Welcome to The Fierce Life, presented by Conceita Thomas. This podcast is designed to give you the food and fitness strategies, tools, and inspiration that you need to create sustainable results without making the process a second job. You will save the mental and emotional energy that's normally drained by this process, and instead use that energy to live your most fierce life. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the show. This is episode 120, where we're going to be diving into the real root of your weight loss frustration and how to fix it. I posted about this on Instagram at the time this is airing. I guess it'll be a few days ago, might be a week ago now. And it got a little bit of buzz. I got some feedback about it, and people were definitely talking about this, and it resonated with a lot of people. So I'm going to go ahead and just jump in and share with you what I shared there. And what I said is that the real root of weight loss frustration is that we want the effort that we're currently giving and the approach that we're currently following to give us the results that we want more than we want to discover the level of effort it would take and the approach that would be effective to give us the results that we want. Say what, Conceita? Run that back. Basically, in plain English, what I'm saying is we want what we want and we want what we're doing to be good enough. And we get frustrated because it's not. It's like, man, you know, I've given up soda. I don't eat fried food anymore, mostly. I eat great, except for on the weekend. I'm getting my steps most times, or I'm getting my steps all the time, but I'm not lifting weights. I'm not doing those things. And doggone it, I deserve weight loss results by now, or I deserve better weight loss results by now. And unfortunately, sometimes we can feel that way and our bodies are like, never gonna get it, never gonna get it, right? Like you are not gonna get what you want giving me what you're giving me right now. And so that can be frustrating if we are not willing or excited or even curious about switching things up to get the results that we want. So let's talk about how to remedy that, because that could sound, for some people, it was enlightening and they were like, oh, wow, thank you. Like, that's helpful. You're right. Like, let me get curious about what else I can change. And for some people, that was not a welcome message. I can understand. I've been on both sides of that coin before when I've received that message, whether it was about weight loss or business or parenting or a marriage. And so I get it. Sometimes we want what we want and we want it the way we want it. Raising my hand. But like, how can we untangle this? What can we do about this? Frustration is a state that comes to most of us, but it's not a place that we have to live. So how do we Recognize the frustration and move through it now that we know what the real root of it is. Well, I've got 5 points for you. Surprise, surprise. The first point is make sure that we're really following the approach that we think we are. Oh my goodness, I can't tell you how many times I've worked with clients and in their initial strategy session, like when I'm interviewing them, this is after we've already signed up to work together, and they're giving me the details of what they're already doing so that I can identify the gaps in their process. And together we can choose which gap they're gonna work on filling first so that they can start to move the needle in a positive direction, right? I can't tell you how many times people have told me part of what I'm doing right now is A, B, and C. Okay, so as we get going on the program, maybe we pick D. D is a gap and we're like, okay, we're gonna add D to the A, B, and C that you're already doing. We're gonna begin to fill that gap. We're gonna move the needle forward. You're gonna start to get results. It's gonna be amazing. However, if you don't know, I'm trained as an engineer. So in addition to being a certified personal trainer, certified behavior change specialist, certified nutrition coach, I am also an engineer. I have both a bachelor's and a master's in engineering. Why is that important? I'm methodical and I'm analytical and I know how to conduct experiments. So A, B, and C, that's what you're already doing. Those are the controls. So we're not just going to assume the A, B, C, and C are happening, right? No, we're going to track those bad boys just like we are going to track D, the supposed new action that we are working to create into a habit. I can't tell you how many times we discover together, and this is no shade to my clients, because listen, I've done it as well, and I don't shade them when it happens. It's almost like a joke. Sometimes I even tell them, we may discover that you're not doing A, B, and C. When we start tracking, almost always we discover that if they thought they were doing A, B, and C to get results, maybe they were doing A. And they thought about B and C, or they did it sometimes, or they were doing A and B and C makes a cameo appearance, okay? So the first thing you wanna do, if you're like, Conceita, I've been doing things and like, I'm not getting results and I'm frustrated, make sure that you are following the approach that you think you're following. And the way that you make sure is you track it. If you're not a personal client of mine and you don't have access to my client app, listen, you could do it in a notes app on your phone. You could do it in your journal. You could do it on sticky notes. It doesn't matter. Just consistently track, did you execute or did you not on each component of the approach that you feel like you're taking to get results? Hey, friend, real quick, if you've ever wished that you could lose 3 to 10 pounds in 1 month while sidestepping the hunger and cravings that usually come along with eating for weight loss and also gaining knowledge and practice to create the eating foundation that you need in order to lose 30 plus pounds and keep it off this year through busy seasons, vacations, and holidays, then I've got something for you. Head over to ConceitaThomas.com/foundation, add your name to the waitlist for Figure Friendly Eating Foundation, which is my newest 4-week group coaching program. Listen, I created this program because I talk to women every week who tell me that they wish that they could just be normal around food and still lose weight and keep it off. Many of them, maybe like you, have dabbled in advanced dieting strategies. You know the stuff, carb, cycling, macro counting, intermittent fasting, all of it. But they don't have the handle on the basics that they really need in order to get the weight to come off and to be able to navigate all of life's busy seasons. And this program is my answer to that desire for those women. So if you are one of them, again, head over to ConceitaThomas.com/foundation, add your name to the wait list. When you do, you will get a chance to win free enrollment the next time enrollment opens. Immediately, you'll get a mini nutrition lesson that you can start to use right away. And you'll get exclusive bonuses and first dibs on the limited spots when the program opens. Again, head over to ConceitaThomas.com/foundation. The second step is make sure you're really giving the effort you think you're giving. So this may sound like the same as number one, but it's a little bit different, okay? So when I say make sure you're giving the effort you think you're giving, what that means is how consistently And how accurately are you following your approach? Okay, so let me give you an example to really drive this home. The consistency part I feel like is pretty self-explanatory. If you track for 2 weeks, that's 14 days. Did you do A, B, and C for 10 days, 12 days, 14 days, or was it more like six? So that's the representation of the consistency, which makes up the effort. How accurately are you doing A, B, and C? So what I mean by that is, if A, one of the things that you think you're doing in order to get your results is, I eat at least 30 grams of protein with every meal, and you're like, yes, Conceita, I did that 12 out of 14 days, but was it at least 30 grams? Like, how do you know? Did you eyeball it? Were you eating things out of a package and did it have 30 grams on there? Or did it just feel like 30 grams? If you took that chicken and threw it up on a food scale and you knew that 5 ounces was 30 grams, was it 5 ounces or was it 3.5? So how accurately are you doing the thing that you're doing in order to get results? So again, first step was, we're going to check to make sure we're following the approach we think we're following. Number two, we're going to check the effort, meaning consistency and accuracy. And before we move on to number three, can I just tell you that for so many women that I talk to, and even women that I take on as clients, fixing one and two fixes the problem? Isn't that amazing? Sometimes we're in the corner with our arms folded and our lips poked out, and I'm raising my hand because we're like, I'm doing the things and it's not working. But when we slow down and we track, we realize either we're not doing the thing, or we're not doing it consistently, or we're not doing it accurately. And we weren't willing to give any more effort or do a different approach. And that's okay, because sometimes just ensuring that we're really doing the thing or giving the effort that we thought we were giving fixes the problem. Ain't that amazing? I find it amazing. It's not always funny when you discover it, but it is always freeing because you start getting results, okay? So then if you check both of those and it's still not moving the needle for you, and you're like, Conceita, see, I'm still frustrated. Number three is explore other approaches that could be helpful. Remember I said frustration comes because we want what we're doing and the effort we're giving to give us the results we want more than we want to figure out how much more effort it might take or what other approach we could do. And oftentimes the reason why that's true is because the approaches that come to mind, or the level of effort that comes to mind when we even allow ourselves to go there briefly about what might have to happen in order to get the results we want, are far, far from what we're willing to do. But what we often don't realize is that there's often something in the middle that could work, something in the middle between what we're doing and what we imagine we'd have to do that we really don't want to do. There's often something in the middle that will work, and we're just not aware of it. And this is where education comes in. And I'm going to just be real frank with you here. You can spend years and thousands, maybe tens of thousands of dollars educating yourself on what those gap fillers can be. Okay, that's what I've done, but this is my job, right? So I've spent years and tens of thousands of dollars educating myself on the nuance, all the many different ways to skin the proverbial cat of losing weight and keeping it off without making yourself miserable. But if you don't have that experience, you can go and get that experience in that way, listening to podcasts like you're doing now, reading articles. I don't know if anybody even blogs anymore, watching YouTube videos probably. Or you can get that education by partnering with someone who's already done that. Okay, so again, I'm raising my hand. If you need help, or even if you just have a simple question, feel free to DM me. I am not a jerk. If you DM me a simple question, I will answer you. If it's clear that what you need is coaching and not an answer, I will let you know that as well, because I'm good with my boundaries, but I will never make you feel bad for DMing me. But you want to explore other approaches that could be helpful and other approaches that could be helpful that you might be open to taking. I will never forget, there was a time in my business where what I was doing was working amazing. I had just invested thousands of dollars, worked with a coach, and things were clicking, things were killing. I was like, oh, holy grail, I am set for life, until things started slowing down. And I spent some time banging my head up against the wall, still trying to do what I had learned, but the market had changed. The landscape had changed. I could have spent years reading books, trying to figure it out, listening to podcasts, whatever else, or what I chose to do was, or even years just doing what I knew to do harder, right? Do it harder, do more of it. But what I chose to do instead was I invested thousands of dollars again, which I happily invested, with another coach who was able to show me, hey, here's another approach that you weren't aware of, or maybe that you've seen others do, but you don't know how it works behind the scenes. You've just seen the front-facing part of it. And here's what you can do to get the needle moving again in your favor. And literally less than a month of engaging with that coach, things were popping and clicking. Why? I explored other options that could be helpful instead of digging my heels in and feeling like I was entitled to results based on the effort I was giving and the approach that I was taking. So I feel like I've beat this one a little bit like a dead horse. So let's move on to number four. And number four is so important, because number four is how you avoid getting the results you want but hating the life you created to get the results. And that is, decide on the upper limit of your efforts. You know my story. If you don't know my story, you can go back to episode one and listen to my weight loss story and how I went from spending 25 plus hours in the gym working out and barely eating to, you know, exercising 30 minutes a day. That's like a marathon workout for me these days, 30, 40 minutes. Walking, not spending a ton of time in the gym, getting the results I want, and eating food that I like and the food that I want, including my beloved dessert. So episode one is all about that. So I share that to just let you know that I get it. That you don't necessarily want weight loss by any means necessary. You don't want weight loss at the expense of your productivity at work, at the expense of your relationships and your presence at home, at the expense of your involvement in your community. And sometimes that's why we get frustrated, because we're giving our effort, we're not getting results, and we're like, but these are the things that I'm not willing to sacrifice. That's fine. But I find that there's often plenty of room between what you're doing and your upper limit. But the way that you avoid doing what I did, which is getting super lean and jacked and like hating how I did it and what I gave up to get it, is you decide, what is the upper limit on your efforts? What are your non-negotiables? What are you not giving up? I'm not giving up dessert anymore. I'm not drinking black coffee anymore. There will be cream in my coffee from here until forever, unless my taste changes, and that could happen. Who knows? But decide on the upper limit of your efforts, because what I found, especially for myself and with clients that I've worked with, is once we say, okay, I'm not crossing this line, then it kind of frees us up and helps us to relax as we give a little bit more, pivot a little bit, try something different, because we're not constantly dealing with the fear of, oh my gosh, but I don't want to do too much. I don't want to do something that I can't maintain. Okay, but we've already decided what that is. So go ahead and decide what is the upper limit of your effort, so that as you may give more effort, i.e. more consistency, more accuracy, that you're not doing so begrudgingly or from a place of fear that you may cross your own boundaries. It releases the hesitancy. And then number five, and this is the really important one, and nobody really likes to talk about this, but I'm just going to go ahead and go here because it's so important, is you want to decide when to call it. What do I mean? When the goal is not worth it. Everybody that talks about, never give up, never give up, never give up. But sometimes giving up is the smartest thing to do. What do I mean? Let's just say Most of us pick our goals. They're kind of arbitrary, right? I want to weigh what I weighed when I got married or what I weighed right before that first kid, or I want to get back into the shape I got into after the first kid, but couldn't quite get back into after the second kid, or I want to do X, Y, or Z. Like sometimes we pick these goals and they're kind of arbitrary. They may be meaningful to us, but they're still arbitrary. And we have no idea what it is that we will have to do in order to get them. We know maybe what we did to get them before, but fast forward for many of us, decades later, different shape, different hormones, just different life altogether. We don't know what it's going to take to get that, but we pick that goal. Well, once you figure out how to make sure you're actually following your approach, making sure that you're giving the effort you think you're giving, making sure that you understand what other approaches there are out there, maybe pivoting and trying some of those, deciding what you will not sacrifice in order to get it. You also need to decide, like, when am I going to call it? Because here's what I will tell you. If you have pivoted, if you have approached your upper limit of effort and you still aren't, haven't gotten there, or you're not moving in that direction, you've maybe gotten to the upper limit of results that you can get at this point in time with your body, with your life the way it is, etc. You have to decide, when am I going to call it? When am I going to get out of a caloric deficit? When am I going to go back into maintenance? When am I going to call this the best I can do and get on with the business of enjoying life outside of going after this goal? Okay. So that said, I know that this was a juicy one. I told you we were going to be getting into some deeper topics, and baby, I think this was pretty deep. So that said, as we always say around here, once you learn something, you need to do something. So your fierce follow-up, should you choose to accept it, is DM me over on Instagram. Let me know which part of this resonated with you. Where are you? Like, are you at a point where you need to make sure that you're following the approach that you thought you were, giving the effort you thought you were? Are you at a point where you're exploring some other approaches that might be helpful, deciding on your upper limit, deciding when to call it? Let me know. I'm looking forward to hearing from you and knowing where you are on that journey. Also, I would love a 5-star rating and review here that helps other people find the podcast and know that it's some good information that they should also engage in. And then finally, if you've listened this far and you've enjoyed it, go ahead and share the podcast. Take a screenshot of it, share it on your Instagram or Facebook stories, tag me so that I know that you listened. Or if you don't want to go public with our relationship, that's fine. You can go ahead and just text this to a friend that you think would enjoy the episode. So either way, share the wealth with someone else. That's all I have for you this time, fierce friend. Until next time, stay fierce.